Unfortunately for George Sharp and his hastily trained men, the 120th Regiment was not called on to take part in the heavy combat at the Manassas battlefield where Confederate and Union troops had fought 13 months earlier. Camped at Arlington on August 28th, Sharp could hear the booming of cannon to the southwest. Early the next morning, his soldiers were rousted from their tents, hastily supplied with rations, and ordered to move out in 15 minutes. They marched 10 miles up to Fort Ethan Allen, one of the earthwork fortifications that protected Washington on its west side. Sharp had found what he thought was a competent army surgeon to treat his lung infection. Only occasionally would he be incapacitated with a high fever and diarrhea the next couple of months. The 120th Regiment was one of a number of detachments sent from the capital to guard against Lee's troops swinging around behind Pope's army to get between him and Washington. Lee never did. But in 3 days, Sharp and his men watched as divisions of Pope's men, their uniforms torn and mud-splattered, retreated through Fort Ethan Allen and other Washington defenses, demoralized by defeat. After 3 weeks of sparring over the countryside some 30 miles west of Washington, Lee, who was quickly becoming a master at beating elements of the Union Army before they could combine to defeat him, confronted Pope on the old Manassas battlefield at the end of August. Hoping to lure the Union Army into battle, Jackson, on August 28th, ordered an attack on a Federal column passing across his front on the Warrington Turnpike, running southwest from Washington. But the several hours of fighting at the Bronner family farm off the road ended in a stalemate. Convinced he had Jackson trapped, Pope, on August 29th, launched a series of imperfectly organized attacks against the rebel commander along an unfinished railroad line just south of Sudley Springs, where Catharpin Pin branched off from Bull Run. Jackson beat back the Union assault, with both sides taking heavy casualties. Longstreet's corps of 30,000 rebels, meanwhile, slipped through the thoroughfare gap of the Bull Run Mountains west of Manassas Junction and assembled on Jackson's right flank at noon that day.